弟兄姊妹平安
，Peace to you。
根据世界卫生组织的一项的统计
，According to World Health Organization，
全球每秒钟会死去 1.7 人。
There will be about 1.7 person will depart from this world every single second。
换句话说，到明天。全球有14万多人会看不到明天的太阳。
In other words, it's about 147 million people will never see tomorrow's sun.
那么这些每天离世的人当中有多少是基督徒？
So the question is, how many people among them are Christians?
生前不信耶稣的人离世，他们去哪里？
And where they will be going?
神的心意是什么？
And what is God's will?
我们今天基督徒的责任又是什么呢
？And how about us Christians' responsibility?
我们请留意下面的一些的图片。
May we pay attention to the pictures?
这是Flushing街头发生的。
And this is what happened on the street corners of Flushing.
这些人可能不认识，这个人你一定认识。
Perhaps you don't know other people, but I'm sure you know this person.
这些人在做什么
？And what are they doing?
他们为什么要这样做
？And why are they standing on the street?
你肯效法他们吗
？Were you willing to learn after them?
你知道怎么做吗
？Do you know how to do it?
我们一起祷告。
Let's pray.
主，我们感谢你。
And Lord, we give you thanks.
因为你让我们在耶稣基督里被拣选。
Because we are elected in Jesus Christ.
你不但拯救我们。
Not only you have saved us,
你要借着我们使万邦万民都蒙祝福
and you want to bless all peoples through us.
求你赐给我们从你而来的话语
and Lord, may we receive the words from you.
再一次的因着你的话，我们被提醒
so that once again we are reminded by your own words.
借着你的教会，使更多的人能够蒙受祝福
so more people will be blessed through your church.
接下的时间，你亲自的带领。
And Lord, may you lead us in the following time.
赐给你仆人当讲的话语。
And give your servant the word that's supposed to preach.
赐给在座的每一个弟兄姊妹可听的耳朵。
And give everyone a listening ear.
我们把荣耀归给你。
And we give all the glory to you.
垂听我们祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名。
May you listen to our prayer in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
今天我的题目是将神的福音给人。
Today, the topic of my sermon is to give the gospel of God to people.
根据刚才我们读的这段经文，有三方面可以分享。
With the passage we just read, there are three aspects we can learn.
第一，放胆传福音。
First of all, is to evangelize with courage.
向人传过福音的人举手。
Have you ever preached gospel to other people?If you do, please raise your hand.
还有很多人没有举手是不好意思吗
？And many people didn't raise your hand. Is it because you are embarrassed?
我们传福音是每一个基督徒的责任。
It is our duty as a Christian to preach the gospel.
虽然第一次传福音你会怕怕的。
Of course, you may be timid as for your first time.
即使就算你曾经一再的传，不断的传。还是会面临许多的难处的。
And even though you are seasoned and experienced, you will continue to face difficulties.
包括保罗也是一样的。
Including Paul as well.
所以呢，他说我要靠着主放胆的传福音。
And therefore, Paul said, I need to preach the gospel with the courage from the Lord.
所以我们要明白宣教传福音是基督徒的使命。
And therefore, we need to know it is our mission to preach the gospel.
不是你有没有感动。
It's not whether you are inspired or not.
不是你方便或者不方便。
It's not because it is convenient for you or not.
也不是你想或者不想。
Or whether you wanted to or not.
也不在于你能或者不能。
Or whether you are capable or not.
而是你必须要执行的命令。
But rather, it's a command that we must execute.
我在说，每个基督徒要明白，传福音是你必须要执行的那一个从主而来的命令。
Once again, I want to remind all Christians that it is our mission and duty to preach the gospel.
如何能够将神的福音给人呢
？And how can we preach the good news to others?
就是要走进人群。
That is, first of all, we need to enter
去接触那些还没有信耶稣的人。
The community.To get in touch with the non-believer.
甚至你要进入那些很多人不愿意进去的 这个地方人群当中。
Or even to some community you were not willing to go to.
因为保罗告诉我们说，你们原小的，我们进到你们那里并不是突然的。
And as Paul said, you know, brothers and sisters, that our visit to you was not without result.
这不但是神的吩咐，神的感动，他也带着目的，带着使命进去的。
So it's not only God's leading and God's purpose for us that we need to go in there with a mission in mind.
5月16号，我在 Kennedy Airport.
May 16th, I was in Kennedy Airport.
然后二十几个小时飞机之后，我来到了缅甸。
After 20 some hours of traveling, and I went to the place of Myanmar.
就好像完全不同的世界。
It seems like I entered a totally different world.
非常的落后。
It was very backward.
这是他们居住的地方。
And this is the place where they live.
我们去走访。
So we start to visit into the community.
我是来到了缅甸的那个中缅跟中国交界的边界，到了缅甸那里的时候，我第一次去到找的一个人家。
So it was my first time to enter the border between Myanmar and China, and I was able to go into someone's house there.
这是他们的住的地方。
And this is where they live.
非常的简陋。
It was very simple.
这是他们煮饭的东西。
And this is how they cook.
这是在黄土门口的黄土里面挖一个这样的洞，然后上面放锅，下面放柴煮啊，就是他们的炉灶。
They dig a ground, dig a hole in the ground in front of their house, and that's their kitchen.
我去的时候会有拦阻的。
I went there, it's not without hindrance.
因为我是跟少数民族宣教中心江光明牧师的团队去到少数民族当中。
So, for I went to a missionary, Pastor John, to enter the place where minorities live.
我要进去边界的地方的时候，会有哨兵拿着枪来问我为什么的。
So as we entered the region, we faced some checkpoints, and there were guards asking us and interrogate us why we entered the region.
传福音给人的时候，有一个背后黑暗的势力会拦阻的。
So as we try to enter different regions, there is dark force behind the earthly realm.
如果你向人传过福音，你就知道会有拦阻。
If you experience to preach gospels to others, you know there is hindrance.
包括保罗传福音的时候也有拦阻。
Including how Paul preached to Philippi.
所以我们的责任就是当我们传福音的时候，我们知道有拦阻，但是我不怕拦阻。
And however, it is a fact that we know there will be difficulties, and yet we are not afraid of it.
因为传福音会有一个属灵的征战。
Because it is a spiritual warfare.
包括那个被你要传福音的对象，可能他的言语态度不好。
Including the person who you are about to preach the gospel to, perhaps his or her attitude is not good.
或者当地的这些政府的政策会不允许等等。
Or including the governing policy of the local area.
但是保罗告诉我们，无论得死不得死，我们都要传道。
And yet Paul encourages to preach the good news, whether in season or out of season.
为了把福音给别人，保罗不在乎自己的荣辱得失。
For the sake of preaching the good news to others, Paul disregard his own gain or loss.
虽然这个阻力这个会存在的。
Even though there will be hindrance.
但是保罗说，我靠着我们的神放开胆量传福音。
And yet, see, with the help of our God, we dare to preach the gospel.
所以保罗不是知难而退，而是知难而进，而且呢，成功的把神的福音给别人。
So Paul, the reason why Paul was able to preach the gospel is not because he knows of his ability, but yet he knows the mission, and therefore he need to enter, the community and preach.
或许我们都知道保罗很厉害。
We all know Paul is great.
他有学问，他有恩赐。
He is very knowledgeable. He is educated. He is with many gifts.
其实上帝当年可以用保罗，今天也可以用你我他。Amen.
In the same way how Paul was used by God, God can use us as well today.
其实不是保罗厉害，是靠着神才能够成功。
It's not because Paul is great. It's because Paul do it with God's help.
所以无论你的环境如何，无论对方的态度如何，反应如何，我们要靠着主放开胆量。
And therefore, it's not depending the person you are talking to how their response is. And yet, it's because that we, with God's help, we do have courage.
我记得16年8月去台湾短宣的时候，
I remember August 2016, I went to Taiwan for mission.
我就跟当地的一个教会一起配搭。
I was able to work with the local church there.
我看到那里有很多的庙宇，很多迷信信拜佛的人。
And as I was in Taiwan, I saw many Buddhist temples and people went into temple and worship.
那一次我就让那一个当地的教会的许多的年轻人做我的跟班，一起上街去传福音。
And during that time, many young people of that the local church there, they follow me and see how I preach the gospel to the local.
我问那些高中生年轻的孩子，我说你们有没有传过福音啊？
So I asked those high schoolers who follow me, I asked them, have you ever evangelized to other people before?
他们摇头说没有哎。
And all of them shake their heads, saying no.
我说今天看我怎么做，你带着我，我带着你们跟我。
And I say to them, then today you need to follow me and see how I'm going to do it.
我一出去就看到很多的人嘛。
As we go out on the street, we see many people.
我看到人来，我就笑着走进他。耶稣爱你，我也爱你，把福音大章递给他。
And as I approach people, I will say, I love you, Jesus loves you, and here's the gospel track.
然后后面的也跟小女生觉得，哎，这个很简单，我也会做啊。
And the girl behind me said, "Well, this seems simple. I can do that too."
我就看她做了。
Then I watch, I observe her how she is about to do.
她看到一个男人大喊过来，他说：“耶稣爱你，我也爱。”但不过她讲话有一点的不自在，有一点的胆怯。
And as she saw a big man approaching, she handed out the gospel tract, saying, "Jesus loves you, and I love you." And I love you, and yet she was kind of unnatural, and she was nervous.
对方说爱什么爱呀，把当真踩在脚下了。
And the man say, "Who care about love?" And he step on the gospel track under his feet. And he say, "Are you sick?"
那个姐妹就跑走了。
And the little sister was shying away and ran away.
我说我这次来跟你们配搭也传福音的，明天继续来。
And then I say to the young people, today, the reason why I came is to work with you to preach the gospel. Tomorrow, let's come here again.
我们不在乎自己的荣辱得失。
We don't care about how we look before others.
我们不计较对方对我们的态度。
We don't care about the responses from other people.
因为我们到你们中间不是突然的。
Because it is for a purpose that we come in the midst of you.
我们要把福音传给别人。
It is our mission to preach the gospel to others.
今天我们不在乎别人的反应如何。
Today we shouldn't care about how other people respond to our evangelism.
我曾经跟人家传福音说，世人都犯了罪，我们每个人都有罪。
Perhaps we tell other people that we have all sinned. We have sinned against God.
但是很多人不承认自己有罪。
And yet, no one wants to admit they are sinners.
他可以说某张三有罪，李四有罪，我没有罪。
They may say so and so has sinned, so and so has sinned, and yet not me.
我说你真的没有罪啊。
And I say, is it true that you have never sinned?
你有没有说了不该说了，想了不该想了，做了不该做的？
Have you said anything wrong? Have you thought about anything not right? Have you done anything that is not right?
他说这不是罪，这是我犯了一个小错误。如果我有罪，我被抓起来坐牢才是罪啊。
And he will say, no, that's not considered sin. That's considered mistake. If I have a truly sin, I should be arrested.
但他的逻辑好像没有道理的哦。
It seems like his logic is correct.
那个被关起来的才是罪人嘛。
Only those people who are in jail being arrested, they are considered sinners.
我都是良民啊，我没有坐牢啊。
I'm considered a good citizen because I'm not in the jail.
今天很多的人说信什么都一样。
And to many people say all religions is the same.
其实不一样啊。
And it is actually not.
我 曾经听到基督徒跟人传福音说，哦，信什么都要，然后大家也同意。
And I, sometimes I talk to Christians even saying, well, it's, everything is the same. All faith is the same.
我们不能为了迎合对方降低上帝的要求啊。
We cannot, in order to please others, to lower the standard of God.
所以我们传福音劝勉别人不是出于错误的。
And therefore, when we preach the gospel, it's not based on error.
所以传福音的人要不要熟悉这个？
And therefore, when we preach the gospel, there is something we need to get familiar with.
我们要传福音要讲到神。
That is the scripture that first we need to mention about God.
讲到人有罪。
Talk about their sin among men.
然后告诉他们圣经说罪的工价是死。
And tell people the wage of sin is death.
只有耶稣是唯一的出路。
And only Jesus is the way out.
所以我们要传福音的时候要讲到这些的方面。
And therefore we need to cover those bases when we preach the gospel.
最后才鼓励他愿意悔改。
And only at the end we encourage the person to repent.
你不能因为在乎别人的面子或者讲只讲对方不喜欢听所以你就打折扣不讲。
We preach, it's not based because we want to save each other's face or try to please others and therefore we neglect some important portion of the gospel.
我发现今天很多的基督徒对圣经不熟。
I realize many Christians today are not familiar with the scripture.
如果你放胆传福音的时候你的圣经一定会比昨天更熟。
If you have courage to preach the gospel to others, I'm sure you, your scripture understanding will be better than yesterday.
有人说神好像喜欢你不大怎么喜欢我。
And some people say, well, seems like God has favor on you, but not on me.
如果你照着神的要求去传福音，上帝会更喜欢你。
If you do according to his command to preach the gospel, I'm sure God will like you more.
放胆传福音好不好啊
？And therefore, is it good to preach the gospel with courage?
我去了那里，我就要开布道会了。
So once I arrive in Myanmar, I hold an evangelical meeting.
我们的教会聚会的地方有空调，很舒服。
And where we stay has air condition is very in my church there.Is air conditioned, which is very comfortable.
但是那里却是就是这么仗着的。
And however, once we go to Myanmar, we stand outdoor.
他们没有什么像样的教堂。
There is no church building.
但是他们很渴慕的。
And yet they have a eager heart.
他们愿意听。
They are willing to listen.
这些孩子你非常的单纯，非常的渴慕。
And you will see those children. They are very simple, pure heart. They have
我们看到我们的孩子到教会，我们很高兴了。
And once we see children come to church, we were very happy.
但是你有没有发现我们的孩子在教会能够安静多久
？And however, there is, have you ever questioned how long can the children can stay in church quietly?
有一天我看到一个孩子在聚会中还在玩手机。
I remember in my church, one day I still see a child playing with his cell phone during worship.
我说现在是聚会，把关掉。
And I told the child, you should turn off your cell phone because this is the worship time.
他还是不关呢。
And he ignored me.
我说你不关，你出去。
And I say, if you don't turn off your cell phone, you should get out.
他马上真的出去。
And you know what his response? He got out of the church.
你说的，牧师，你说的，我可以出去啊。
It is your word saying I can get out. It's you said it, Pastor.
将神的福音给别人，是我们每个基督徒的天职。
It is our duty and mission to tell the good news to others.
或许你今天不能像牧师、宣教士到边远的地方传福音。
Perhaps you are not like pastors or missionaries who are able to go to remote places to preach the gospel.
但是你可以向身边人传福音。
And yet you can evangelize this good news to the people around you.
无论今天你的职位是什么
，No matter what position you are，
你的职场就是宣教的合场。
Your position is where you are is the place to tell the good news。
你们阿门吗
？Amen。
只有三个人叫阿门的。
Only three. I only heard three people. Amen. If you say amen, just tell others,
对旁边人说,
people, be courageous. You can do it too. Be courageous. You can do it too.
你们都不会讲话了吗? 好,说一次, 找一个人说, 很肯定地说, 放胆传福音, 你也可以。 放胆传福音, 你也可以。
Be courageous. You can do it.
可以的。
Yes, you can.
神不是问你能不能先问你肯不肯。
God is not asking you, are you able, yet he asks you, are you willing?
如果你愿意，你就可以被使用的。Are
you, if you're willing, you can be used by God.
是不是放胆传福音就够了呢?
Is it enough that we need to have courage to tell other people about good news?
当然不够，这那只是一个开始。It
is not enough. It is merely a beginning.
我们还要后续的。There
is a second step.
第二是生命有见证。Secondly,
we need to have a living testimony.
曾经有一个基督徒被别人指着鼻子骂。
And someone is pointing finger to a Christian.
你这种人也是信耶稣的。Even
you are a believer of Jesus?
若是像你这样的人也能够上天堂，那么天堂再好我也不要去。
If people like you is in heaven, then that's not a place I want to go.
你有听过这样的吗?
Have you heard anything like that?
有人点头了。
Some people nod your head.
所以这样的基督徒，你说生命有见证吗?
Can you say this Christian bear a living testimony to others?
我们知道造一栋房子需要甚至需要两年。
As we know, we estimate about it takes about 2 years to build a house.
但是要拆一栋房子几个小时，甚至一个特别的炸弹一炸就没了。And
yet to destroy a house only take a few hours.
对啊，拆今天很多的拆房子就是设定好了一些的。 是特别的炸弹嘛，然后就嘣没了。And
today we only need to place a few strategic joints in a building to explode a house and destroy it.
今天基督徒也是一样，就算你天天去传福音。Today
it is the same to a Christian, even though you may preach the gospel every single day to others.
但是你的生命没有见证，就是拆工作，拆你所做的。And
however, if there's no testimony living out by you, it is the same as destroying the building.
所以基督徒生命有见证非常的重要。And
therefore, it is utterly important to bear a living testimony as a Christian.
几个月前，有一个老姐妹走到我的面前说，A
few weeks ago, an old Christian lady came to me and said,
他说牧师啊，我什么都吃，只有一样不吃。He
said, Pastor, I practically eat anything except one thing.
当他说牧师我什么都吃的时候，我很开心啊，我你好啊。And
as she said, I eat everything. I say, wow, that's a good, what a blessing to you.
但是他后面说，我有一样不吃。And
she said, only one thing I don't eat.
当时我还没有想这么远呢，我说那这样是什么呢？
And then I questioned her, then what is the thing that you don't eat?
你知道你猜得出来哪样不吃吗？
Do you know what thing she doesn't eat?
她说我不吃亏。
She said, I won't take loss.
哎呦，她这么一说我就泄气了，哎呦，刚刚对你还蛮期待的，蛮，你很好。
Then once I heard, I was very discouraged. I was very hopeful of her response.
今天我发现很多基督徒也是这样子哦。I
find out it is the same today to many Christians.
对他的孩子，对他的配偶，对他的弟兄姊妹，对工作这个同事等等，都是这样子。
It is the same attitude many Christians to their children, to their parents, to their spouse, to their co-workers hold the same attitude.
你觉得今天一个基督徒不吃亏有没有见证呢?
Do you think a Christian who dare not to take any loss can bear a living testimony?
你们知道为什么夫妻刚才吃饭好好的，一下子吃到一半就吵起来啊？
Do you know why a couple sometimes when they eat dinner was everything went well, all of the sudden they start to fight?
因为有一方不愿意吃亏啊。Because
one of them refused to take loss.
当然，他也可以为自己的权利争取嘛，没有错，好像。Of
course, people would like to fight for their own rights.
但是你失去了见证。
And yet, you are losing the testimony at the same time.
哎，你们发现耶稣在地上的时候，常常好像是吃亏的，情愿吃亏的。
Have you seen the life of Jesus? Many times he seems to be at a disadvantage. He take losses.
保罗也常常是情愿吃亏，甚至教导我们为什么不情愿吃亏呢？
And even Paul's teaching is asking questions to take loss, to be at a disadvantage.
所以基督徒要学习情愿吃亏。
And therefore, Christians, we need to learn how to take loss.
为了将神的福音给别人，我们要学习情愿吃亏。
For the sake of preaching the gospel to others, we are willing to take loss.
有没有见过基督徒也贪心的？
Have you ever seen any greedy Christians?
如果基督徒爱占别人的便宜，会使别人跌倒的。
If Christians would like to take advantage of others who are greedy, it's so easy to stumble others.
我们发现原来西国的宣教士到中国的时候，到世界各地的时候，向人传福音，他都是给别人的。
As we have seen in history, many Western missionaries, when they went to Asia and China, they always give and give and give.
其实这个的模式从哪里？就是圣经来的。
And how do they model it from? It is from the scripture.
当年保罗去宣教的时候，没有累着别人，他自己供应自己的需要的。
During Paul's time, he never create a burden for others. He always make himself sufficient.
所以他说也没有藏着贪心。
And therefore, Paul say, "You know, cover up for greed."
他把福音传给人是坦荡荡的，不是要从别人身上得到一些利益。
He preached the gospel to others with pure motive.
所以说，我们说福音是白白给人的。
And therefore.Gospel is free.
对，我们这次五月去缅甸短宣的时候
，In May, when we went to Myanmar,
我们不单向他们传福音，同时也给他们好吃，带好吃的。
Not only we bring the gospel to them, and we also bring some goodies to them to eat.
因为那里落后贫穷
，Because they were so poor.
他们一天吃两餐
，They only eat two meals a day.
而且没什么吃的。
And actually, they don't have much to eat.
如果我不亲自去那里，我无法想象，真的，现实的生活里面，他们真的这么贫穷。
It's hard for me to imagine people live in such condition until I actually went there and see.
非常的贫穷。
They were so poor.
吃饭都有问题。
Even for their food, regarding to their food.
我们去传的时候，我们就给他们带好吃的。
And when we went, we brought many good food to them.
当我们去一个地方，当地的同工去邀请啊，一下子就来了一百两百人。
With that, we can invite people in the community easily.
我们去的时候给他们钱，叫他们去买猪、杀猪、吃猪肉。
Well, when we went there, we gave them money and asked them to slaughter pigs so they can have pork to eat.
因为他们一年大概只有吃两三次肉。
Because they only eat meat probably once or twice in a year.
他们吃粗粮，吃自己种的蔬菜等等，就是非常的这样子的落后的。
They eat very simple food, very rough vegetables.
保罗说我们做基督的使徒。
And Paul say, we are the messengers of Christ.
虽然可以叫人尊重。
Even though we may earn praise for others.
却没有向你们或向别人求荣耀。
And yet, we never ask for honor and praise from you.
当我在那里的时候非常的受尊敬的，他们对你非常的好。
When I was in Myanmar, people pay respect to you and people really treat you well.
但是我们要知道我们是神派来的。
And yet we need to be reminded and know that we have been sent by Christ.
我们给他们吃不需要他们记得我们说感谢神。
We don't need them to remember us, we only need to bring them to Christ. and give thanks to God.
我们在他们当中的时候，他们都觉得你是一级棒的教授，这个牧师、老师等等。
And when we were among them, they think we are the first-class teachers. We are the best.
他们觉得你真的有爱，非常有爱心。
They feel we are full of love.
但是我们要俯就卑微的。
And yet we need to be humble, and we need to serve the lowly.
我说，有一天你信了耶稣，你比我更会有。更有爱心的。
And I say to them, one day if you become a Christian, you will be more loving than I am.
我今天来到你当中，你们当中是因为神派我来，神爱你们。
The reason why I'm in the midst of you is because God has sent me, because God loves you.
有一天你也可以像我那样子教导别人，像传福音给别人。
One day you will be like me to tell other people about the good news of from God.
中间那个是当地的一个传道的妈妈
，and in the middle is the mother of the local preacher.
他们穿的是风他们民族的那个服装
，they wear the local style clothing.
我都汗流浃背，但是他还戴着一个这个毛绒的这个帽子。
I was very sweaty at the time, and yet I saw her still wearing the hat.
我 回去旅馆还可以洗澡，但是他们缺水，可能两个星期没有洗澡。
After I been there, I went back to hotel. I can take a shower, and yet for the people there, they probably couldn't take a shower, for 2 weeks.
他说要跟你拍照片，你觉得靠近他会不会有味道啊
？And can you imagine if you want to get close to her and take a picture with her?
所以今天我们。保罗说在什么人当中做什么我们跟他平起平坐我们不会嫌弃他们什么、
They might be smelly and yet Paul said we need to be like the person who we are facing
又有姐妹他们是民族服要跟我们拍照片的
and there's another local lady who wished to take a picture with us
他们对我们很尊重但是我们也尊重他
That not only they respect us, we also pay great respect to them as well.
因为他对我们的尊重，我们就飘然然的。
We won't think we are higher because they have respect to us.
如果有一天你的三岁的子女过来跟你要看到你过来要跟你拥抱。
Perhaps one day your three-year-old nephew came to you would like to get a hug from you.
你接下来怎么做
？And what is your response？
你说来，真乖真乖，阿姨跟你抱抱。
And you say, "Oh, great, come and I will give you a hug."
还是你当他看见你高高兴走向你的时候，你也慢慢的蹲下来，来，阿姨叔叔跟你抱抱。
Or you will kneel down and say, "Come, I would like to give you a hug."
你让他靠到你的脸，亲你的脸，然后你也拥抱他。
And you will let.Him or her to get close to your face and you hug.
还是你站着让他抱你的脚肚子
Or you keep on standing and let the child to embrace your legs.
那时候我们说中国人说能伸能屈，但是很多的时候我们就是不能屈啊。
And there's a Chinese saying you can stand and you can bend. And many times we are not willing to bend.
所以生命有见证很重要。
And therefore, it is very important to bear living testimony.
他们端上去的菜，你可能要倒垃圾的，但是他们是平常吃不到的。
And sometimes the local may bring their delicacy to you, and sometimes for us, we may want to throw into trash. And yet, this is something they couldn't eat. They just bring the best to you.
所以生命有见证非常的重要。
And therefore, it is very important to bear living testimony.
因为他们不单是听你传，看你这个人。
Not only they listen to your message, but they also observe how you live.
保罗说：“我们向你们信主的人是何等的圣洁、公义，无可指摘。”
Paul said that we preach the gospel with holiness and righteousness and blameless.
所以非常的重要，也有见证。
And therefore, it is very important to be a witness of gospel.
曾经有一个年轻的传道人
，There was a young preacher.
他有一天对他团契的年轻人说：“下个礼拜团契我们开布道会。
”And he said to his fellowship, saying, "Next week we're going to hold an evangelical meeting.
所以你大家到处去去邀请朋友、同学、家人过来参加我们的布道会。
And therefore, you should invite your friends and family to come to our evangelistic meeting.
然后我们也 order 一些简单的食物。
And we also will prepare some simple food.
那天星期五的时间快到的时候，传道人站在门口迎接过来的人。
When the time is about to come, the preacher staying in front of the building welcome people to come in.
看到男生过来握我手，欢迎你。
And when he saw guys coming, he will shake the hand and invite the guys coming into the building.
但是那个男的年轻的传道看到美女来了，他不但握手，要拥抱了。
Then when the ladies come, the young preacher not only shaking hand, he also tried to embrace and hug the ladies.
拥抱也无所谓，总之也是这里也是礼貌，但是他好像抱老婆一样不肯放手啊。
And yet embracing or giving a hug, perhaps kind of a normal protocol in the culture, and yet sometimes when he hugs, it seems like he's hugging his wife. He won't release
the girl. 所以有个美女被他吓跑了。
So there's a girl just was scared away.
所以今天我们说，生命要不要有见证啊？
And therefore, it is very important that we need to bear living testimony.
你在别人看来，你只是一个礼貌的拥抱，但是你让别人感觉到你不对，甚至呢，神可以做见证，你的动机不对了。
And perhaps it looks innocent, and you're trying to be polite, and yet.To the party who you are dealing with, feeling you are being offensive, and in God's eye, you do not have a pure motive.
So, 要被神用，要可以成功把福音传给别人，我们这个人要被福音对付的。
And therefore, to be used by God, first we need to be dealt by God.
我认识一对东北的夫妇。
I know a couple from Northeast China.
他老婆是女汉子。
And his wife, the wife is kind of rough.
两夫妻的脾气都很大。
And actually, both of them do not have a good temper.
刚刚好好的，一下子就翻脸，就比放水还快，就吵起来，甚至打起来。
And oftentimes they will fight and have quarrel.
然后呢，这个老公都不够老婆打，因为她是女汉子。
And the guy couldn't take enough beating from the wife because the wife was strong and rough.
不久之后有一天，他发现怎么我家的母老虎怎么变绵羊了。
And one day, the husband came home and realized there's something changed because his wife was turning from tiger to a very caring sheep, tending sheep, tender sheep.
上次我踩他的台就跟我翻脸，这次怎么没有什么反应了？
I still remember the occasion when we had fight the last time. How come the same thing happened? She become very calm.
他在想是不是我老婆今天出去捡到一个两克拉的钻戒啊？
And he thought to himself, is it because my wife all of a sudden get very rich because he found a diamond someplace?
这不像他过去这样子的。
She is not like her before.
再来一次惹她，她也是乖乖的，也没有什么用血气跟她翻脸。
And the husband tried to provoke her once more, and she responds the same.
有一天星期天早上呢，他就留意老婆，发现他星期天一早就出门了。
And then he started to pay attention to his wife. On a Sunday morning, he observed and find out she left.Their home early in the morning.
所以他要弄明白我家的母老虎为什么变成绵羊。
In order to find out how the tiger turned into a sheep, he started try to follow her and try to find out what's going on.
所以他跟到教会去了。
So he followed her all the way to a church building.
然后那当天信息说，你们做妻子的要顺服自己的丈夫。
And the message that day is that.The wives should submit to their husband.
就跟老公说，哎呀，这个好哎，这个好，原来是这么回事啊，我也信。
And
这个说的真对。
And the husband, once the husband heard about this message, he said, wow, this is great. I want to believe in this faith.
所以后来他也信了。
And later on, the husband accepted the Lord as well.
信了，但是他脾气、生命也改变了。
And after he accepted the Lord, his nature changed.
所以生命要有见证。
And therefore, we need to live out a testimony.
很多的时候，你可能传福音给别人说，上帝这么说的。你要这么做，问题是你教他的时候，你吩咐他的之前，你自己是不是做到了
？A lot of time when we tell other people about the scripture, say you need to follow the scripture. The thing is, have we also live out the scripture?
我最怕有些基督徒说，我的脾气就是这样子，你不知道吗
？I'm afraid many Christians say this is who I am. That's how I am.
有一个妻子，基督徒妻子的。当她老公指着她不对的时候，她说：“我们又变了。20年前嫁给你的时候就这样子，你为什么当年喜欢，现在不喜欢？我们又变了。”
And the husband and wife may fight to each other. The wife may say, "Well, I have never changed. The time when you married me, I was like this."
问题是你信耶稣20年了，居然还没有变啊
！The problem is you have accepted the Lord for 20 years. How come you haven't changed?
你说这样的人有生命吗？有见证吗
？Can you say this person can bear a witness for the gospel？
为什么有些基督徒不愿意再去教会跌倒了？因为有这样的基督徒嘛
？Do you know why people refuse to go to church because they have seen Christians like this？
你们知道这是什么吗
？Do you know what is this？
圣经中的
on the picture，
圣经中的蝗虫
，and this is the locust。
我去那里的时候
，in the scripture，
缅甸人吃的很香啊。一甩就甩在嘴里，吃得很香。
And the local people in Myanmar, they eat locusts. They fry locusts and eat them.
他要我吃的。
And they ask me to eat it as well.
要不要吃啊？你
们吃过吗 ？Will you eat? Will you eat it? Have you ever eaten locusts before?
我吃啊。
I ate it.
还蛮真的蛮香的。
It actually is quite good.
还没吃之前怕怕的。
I was afraid in the beginning, and yet after I tasted it, it was good.
但是你要把福音传给别人，你要尊重别人的文化传统。
But in order to preach the gospel to others, we need to respect other people's culture.
否则他不欢迎你、啊。
Otherwise, they won't welcome us.
吃了就很多人就拍手，啊、哦，来继续聚会。
So after we ate it, and they clap hand, they welcome us to continue to hold the meeting.
而且来的人越来越多、啊。
And more and more people come.
我们说，我们死就死吧。
And we say, well, if we die, we die.
不会死了。
Of course, you won't die by eating locusts.
他们吃的没事嘛，我们也可以没事吧。
If it's okay with them, then it's okay with us.
所以求神帮助我们。
May God help us.
生命要有见证。
That we need to bear a living testimony.
让别人在你身上无可挑剔。
So that we will be blameless in other people's eyes.
我再说，你我他都不够完全，我要迈向完全。
Of course, we are not perfect, and yet we are marching towards the perfection.
让别人能够不但听你讲，而且看你这个人。
So that people not only listen to your message, but they can also observe you as a person.
你的生命的见证，无形就是坚固别人的信心。
Because your life is a way to strengthen others.
就是保罗说，你要效法我，如同我效法基督一样。
Paul said, "You need to learn from me as how I learn from Christ."
我们在思想第三方面。
And let us ponder upon the third point.
当放胆传福音，加上生命有见证还不够哎。
It is not enough. Not only we need to be courage to preach the gospel and also bear a living testimony.
根据这段经文，还有第三方面更重要。
And there is a third point that we need to have.
具备父母心
with a heart like parents.
保罗说，只在你们中间存心温柔，如同母亲乳养自己的孩子。
And Paul say, we are just like a nursing mother cares for her children. So we care for you.
哎，生过孩子的母亲举手。
If your mother, please raise your hand.
生孩子跟养孩子哪一个更难？
It is easier to raise a child or to deliver a child. Which one is easier?
你十月怀胎生下孩子，别人说 you did a good job, 很好。
Of course, it is a great job that you go through pregnancy and have a child from you.
但你生下孩子， 你不是完事了。
However, it is not the end after you give a birth to a child.
根据今天我们说，生下孩子十月怀，顶多十个月嘛，就一定可以生下他了嘛。然后呢，养大成才至少要二十年。
And only take 10 months to go through the pregnancy and give a birth, and yet it takes about 20 years to raise a child.
所以今天我们向人闯福音，成功领个人归主，你是。生了一个属灵的孩子。
So today, if we have led anyone to Christ, it is like you have given birth to a spiritual child.
你生下他，你就要负责任了，要养他。
And once you have given birth to this child, it is your responsibility to raise the child.
我们说一个母亲生下孩子，她不养，我们说这个不负责任嘛。
And we can say a mother who do not bear the responsibility of raising the child.
所以今天 我会教一些中年的这个父母说，你的儿媳妇儿子叫你带孙子，你拒绝，你说谁生的谁养。
And therefore, I will tell all the grandmas refuse to take the responsibility of your children to raise their children, because whoever gives birth should have the responsibility to raise the child.
你可以帮他一天两天，但不能全部 take over.
You can help out a day or two, but you cannot take over the entire responsibility.
今天一样了，你说哇，感谢主，我今天去做福音，信一个灵，一个人归主，很高兴啊。
It is the same today. Perhaps you preach the gospel and some people came to Christ.
你的责任没有了哎。
And yet, this is not the end of your duty.
你要在他面前扮演父母的角色。
You should be a spiritual parent to the person.
我们知道，通常父母都非常爱孩子嘛。
We know it is the nature for parents to love their children.
其实对孩子来说，第一个最重要的需要的是母亲。
And to a child, the most important person naturally is the mother.
其次才是父亲。
And father will be the second.
所以呢，母亲对待自己的孩子要存心温柔啊。
And therefore, a mother carry a tender heart to their children.
我记得我的女儿，我第一个孩子生下来的几个月的，当然做刚刚做父母的时候很高兴啊。
Of course, when I first became a father, I was very excited.
但是几天之后，我觉得真烦呐。
Yet I feel very tired after a few days.
刚刚妈妈不是喂你吃饱了吗？十五分钟又闹了，我们还要不要叫我让我睡觉啊
？Did the baby just at?Got fat? How come start crying again? We need to go to sleep.
我可以去睡沙发，但是我的老婆不能啊，她要 take care.
Yeah, for me as a father, I can sleep on sofa, and yet the mother couldn't get away. She needs to take care of the child.
所以，当你领一个人归主，他是一个属灵的婴孩，需要你像母亲那样的照顾他。
And therefore, when we bring anyone to Christ.He or she is like a baby in the spiritual realm. They need to be taken care of.
所以我去开布道会，我去讲道，领人归主之后，交给姐妹你去带啊。
And therefore, once I hold the evangelistic meeting, when people come to Christ, I will give the responsibility to another sister to raise them, to care for them.
我们整个团队有配搭的。
And we do have different responsibilities among the members in the mission team.
向他传福音，我们要带他如何敬拜，如何查经，如何做游戏，如何跳舞，如何学习等等。
Not only we bring them to Christ, then we need to teach them how to read the Bible, how to worship, how to dance, how to sing, and so on.
我们要花时间跟他们在一起。
We need to spend time with them.
这个小孩子很可爱哈。
This baby is quite cute.
我们要抱抱他。
And I would like to hug him and hold him.
孩子很喜欢母亲抱的，对吗？
And actually, baby like to be held by mother, isn't it?
当然，我不是说你一个姐妹领一个大男人归主，你要去抱他，不是。我是我们你要看他是一个属灵的孩子，你要如何帮助他。
So we need to see someone who's newborn in Christ. We need to hold the person. We need to embrace the person.
你看那里，这个哥哥就是妹妹的 babysitter。
And here the brother is the babysitter of the little girl.
你不要说，哎呀，今天你姐妹带了一个人信主，然后交给教会领袖。哎，我带了一个人，就现在交给你，他也交给你。那么那个领袖或者牧师明天就要住院了。
And you cannot just bring the person to church and tell the leader say, "Here is your responsibility." And leave the person alone, then it will create too much burden to the leader, and he will end up in the hospital.
其实帮助你要牧养他，你要乳养他，你的生命成长。
You need to tend him or her. You need to raise him or her, so the spiritual life can grow in the person.
中国人都严父慈母，这个慈母不是自然的，生多几个孩子养成功了。你就变成慈母了吗？
It is not easy to have a tender mother. It takes time and training.
在属灵里面也是这样，我们要具备父母心的。
In the same way, in the spiritual realm, we need to have a heart like a parent.
曾经有一个牧师说，我们教会的特色就是领人归主，信主之后呢，他们就离开了，因为要别人牧养他们。
And a pastor in a church said, Our church is very unique. We only bring people to Christ, and after they become Christian, they usually leave the church to other churches so they can be cultivated and raised by others.
这个跟女人生了孩子不养有什么分别？
And what's the difference like a mother who just gives birth and not care about her own child?
不久前我去中国街一个华人教会讲道。
Not long ago, I went to a church in Chinatown to preach.
我看到那天主日崇拜没有几个人呢。
And that day I saw not many people in the congregation.
聚完会我就问教会的负责人说，怎么回事？这些人去哪里了？
And at the end of the worship, I asked the leader, say, "What happened to your congregation?"
然后他用
广东 Where do they go?
他用广东话回答说，唔关我事哦。
And he responded, "It's not my business."
我说，如果你的孩子一个月不回家，你会不在乎吗？
And I say, "Would you care if your own child won't come back home for more than a month?"
所以曾经你带人信主来到这个教会的，今天在不在？如果不在，他可能忘记了，我也不知道。
So if have you ever brought anyone to the church? I'm sure you, the leader may forget. I won't remember.
你不能说不关你的事，你不知道。
You cannot say it is not my business.
这是你的孩子，你不知道。
It is your child. How come you don't know?
我不知道他去哪里，但你一定知道。这个母亲知道找不到孩子，一定在哪一个同学家，或者在学校，或者在图书馆，或者在那里网吧。
I may not know where your child is, but you must know. Perhaps your child is in someone else's house or in the internet bar.
是你要把他找回来啊。
It is your job to seek her or him back.
耶稣说，一百只羊丢了一只，要放下99去把他找回来，背回来啊。
Jesus said you need to leave the 99 to seek the lost and to carry it over back.
我们真的在乎这些曾经被我们带到主面前的人吗？
Do we really care those we have brought into church before the Lord?
所以我们去的时候固定的要去喂养他们。
And therefore we need to pay a visit to our sheep regularly.
所以我九月底我还要去那里。
And therefore in September I will once again return back to Myanmar.
我们要为他们祝福。
We want to bless them.
我们要教导他们。
We want to teach them.
我们要带领他们。
We want to lead them.
我们要喂养他们。
We need to feed them.
所以我们要了解你今天你属灵孩子的属灵状况。
Do you know the condition of your spiritual children?
你知道今天如果一个女人生了孩子用母乳的话，她一定会吃对孩子有营养的东西，然后喂养他，对不对？
Can you imagine a mother who gives a birth once if she nurses her child, she will definitely eat something that's good for her and the child, isn't it?
所以当你面对你属灵的孩子的时候，我们也要这样的心态付出的。
We should have the same mentality as a mother.
或许你认为这是一个繁琐的事情。
And perhaps you say this is too complicated, too tedious.
这可以使你成长。
And actually, through the process, you can grow.
因为当你要用神的话喂养他的时候，你是自己是不是要先读先遵行神的话。
Perhaps if you want to feed the child with the scripture, you first need to understand God's word, isn't it?
已故的林肯总统这样说。
President Lincoln has said this.
教导孩子走当走的路只有一个办法。
There's only one way to teach a child how to walk.
那方法就是你走在孩子的前面。
That is walk before the child.
今天在属灵方面也是可以这样子的。
In the same way, we can apply to the spiritual realm.
为什么有人信了耶稣之后一直都不成长呢？
And why there are people stay as infants in the spiritual realm?
因为他不愿意追求，也没有人好好带他。
Because he or she refused to grow, and there is no one to lead the person.
或者说在他前面没有个真正正面引导他的属灵的领袖。
And perhaps she or he saw no model to live before him or her.
我们不但要像母亲，要像父亲那样的教导他们。
Not only we should be like a mother, we should also be like a father to teach and instruct the child.
父亲是严肃的。
As a father who is more serious.
父亲讲话是带着威严的。
There's authority in father's voice.
作为一个父亲，如果让你愿意你的孩子尊重你，那么你一定是讲话要算话，自己要遵循神的话，然后去教导他。
If you want to be a father who is respected by your child, then you need to follow your own words.
耶稣说，我就是真理，我行真理。
And Jesus say, I'm the truth.I live the truth.
然后他要求别人也这样做。
And he demand his followers to do the same.
今天我们要劝勉这些人。
And today we need to encourage those people.
今天社会充满了诱惑。
There's great temptations in this world.
我们也有一个还有一个驱使的身体。
And also we have a body, a corruptible body.
尤其对那些刚信主的人，我们更多的要去帮助他们，劝勉他们。
Especially to the young believers, it is our duty to encourage them, to lead them and teach them.
我们告诉他们是非对错，上帝的要求是什么。
We need to tell them what is right and wrong, what is the demand from God.
让他们知道，我之所以这样子教导你们，是上帝的吩咐，而且我已经遵行了。
And we need to teach them the reason why I teach you this way is it is because this is the instruction from God.And I have leave it.
就算他今天远离神，得罪了神，你也不能放弃他。
Even the person has depart from the Lord or even forsake God, you cannot forsake the person.
你要再次的告诉他要认罪悔改。
We need to tell them and bring them back, saying you need to repent.
就算他因为得罪神，经历了上帝的管教、击打的时候，你仍然去安慰他。
Even though the person may be punished and stricken by God.We need to care and encourage them.
你要有责任把他重新带到神的面前。
We need to comfort them and bring them back to God.
你要期待他回来，你要付出代价。
We need to expect them to come back. We need to pay the price.
正如浪子故事中的父亲对他的孩子有容忍的爱、期待的爱、接纳的爱。
Just like the father in the parable of prodigal son, the father expects, the father comforts, and the father waits.
我们要来到他们的当中。
We need to come into their midst.
因为他们需要你。
Because they need you.
如果你不常常像父母那样子关怀去照顾他，他很容易离开神，再也回不来了。
If you don't have a tender heart and caring heart like a parent, your spiritual children may depart easily.
你要教导他们。
You need to teach them.
而且呢，要带着爱。
And also do it with love.
不是你本身的爱。
It's not a love from yourself.
你本身的爱是不持久的。
Because our love cannot endure.
你本身的爱也不能有多大的果效。
And also our love cannot bring much fruit.
然后保罗说，我们既然是这样爱你们。
And verse 8 say, Paul say, if we care for you with such love,
不但愿意将神的福音给你们，连自己的性命也愿意给你，因为你们是我们所疼爱的。
We were delighted to share with you not only the gospel of God, but our life as well, because we love you.
将神的福音给人， 不是一件轻松的事情。
It is not easy to bring the gospel of God to others.
需要你付出代价。
We need to pay the price.
甚至是忘我的。
And to a point, you will forget about yourself. 不顾自己性命的。Even though you pay the price of life.
如果你做到了。
If you can do this,
你的把福音给人是有果效的。
Then there will be fruit how you bring the gospel to others.
而且你的生命也与日俱增了。
And then your spiritual life will grow at the same time.
你会影响更多的人。
You will bring more effect and affections to others.
今天我们把我们的时间精力花在哪里？
Today, how we spend our time on this earth.
很多人说，我为了儿女拼命赚钱。
And people say, well, I spend time to make a living for my children.
有人说，对他的 honey 说，爱你爱得死。
Or someone will turn to he was.His or her spouse say, Honey, I love you to death.
其实这些都不算什么。
Actually, they are all nothing.
因为神在乎，最在乎我们的是什么？
Because we need to know what God cares the most.
把神的福音给人。
Is to bring the gospels to others.
用自己一生的代价付出来。
That we need to pay the price by using our life.
我们知道多少的先贤们为了把福音给人，他们付出了很大的代价。
The spiritual giants before us, they have paid a great price for their gospel work.
他们住的就是这样的房子。
And this is the place where missionaries live.
茅草屋。
They live in a hut.
没有水，没有电。
There is no water. There is no electricity.
这个房子下面是睡猪的猪棚。
And below the house is where pigs live.
上面住人的。
And above the where pigs live, people live on the upper level.
这个隔间也没有什么密封的，就是很随便的。
And there is very little partition inside.
中间这个是斯嘉乐牧师，台湾人。
And in the middle is the missionary pastor from Taiwan.
他常常去那里少数民族这些的环境里面传福音。
He often going to, go to different places in the for the minorities in Myanmar.
他说只要让我有机会能将神的福音给人。
He said, as long as I have a chance to bring the gospel to others.
就算我每一次只能睡这样的猪棚，我也照样乐意睡得着。
Even though pigsty is the only place I can stay, I will be willing to.
我们去的时候，我们真的是看到了他们为了把福音给人那里，不顾自己的性命。
I truly see those heroes, they are willing to sacrifice all for the sake of gospel.
这边是我们三个牧师的蓝色的就是江光明牧师。
And here are the three pastors, and the one with blue T-shirt is Pastor John.
我们就坐这些的大篷车去交通工具去传福音的。
And this is the vehicle we use for our mission trip.
然后他们的路又不好。
And the road is bad there.
然后司机又开的门，咚咚咚咚。
And we can feel the roughness on the road.
不是腰撞到，就是这头撞到啊。
And not only sometimes we hit the side of the car with our head or our back.
然后当天咚咚，江国牧师说哇，江国牧师说哇，头撞到了，撞到了。
And so when we on the trip, Pastor John said, "Oh no, I hit my head."
我说江牧师啊，你不够谦卑。
And I say, Pastor John, you're not humble enough.
你看我都没有撞到嘛。
And see, I haven't got hit.At all.
我坐进去就摸倒，我就低头，你为什么这样顶得高高的？
Because once I get in the car, I bend my body and start to pray. And why you sit up like that?
当然我是取笑他，因为我比他矮，所以怎么样也撞不到。
Of course, I'm just making fun on him because I'm shorter. So no matter what happened in the car, I won't hit my head.
他已经低头了，不过呢，他有时候会忘记的，因为你整天盯着几个小时车，你受得了啊？有时候忘记了，身子就撞到了嘛。
And actually, he already bent his head, but sometimes he forgets, so he will hit the roof of the car.
这不算什么。
This is nothing.
我们为了把神的福音给人
for the sake of the gospel, that we need to have a caring heart like a parent. Because the place has our spiritual children, we need to go there. And this is the picture I took right next to the highway there.
我下面就是很深的山谷。
And right next to me is a very deep valley.
它也没有好好的保护这个鱼缸。
On the side of the road.
然后路呢，高所谓的高速公路也没有中间隔一条墙，来回都是没有隔的。
And so-called highway, there is no divider in between the road.
路又小。
And the road is rough and very narrow.
然后一不小心就会有没命的。
If you don't pay attention, you can lose your life.
但是,
and yet,
我们因为为了他们,
for their sake,
我们不在乎,
we don't care.
我们不交给神了,
we give our needs to God.
弟兄姊妹把神的福音给人,
and brothers and sisters, we need to give gospel to others.
你有责任。
We have that responsibility. I have that responsibility. We need to do it. And this is the command and mission given by God. And this is the growing process of your spiritual journey. Even though we need to give up many things,
耶稣基督要我们去效法的。
And yet, this is what God wants us to follow through.
因为当年他也离开了天上，来到了卑微的人间。
For God Himself have left His heavenly realm and came to this earth for us.
基督徒，我们的一生的责任就是把福音给人。
Christians, it is our mission for life to give the gospel to others.
我们回来的时候就坐这个第二次世界大战的飞机。
So on our way back, we got on ride on the airplane like from World War II.
因为他们没有更好的飞机啊。
Because they don't have any other transportation better than this.
我看那个飞机上的那个像风扇一样，我说这个可以飞呀。
And when I see the propeller of the airplane, it looks like a fan to me. I wonder, can this really fly? And yet we are home safely. And people there are extremely poor. And this is their church. They say they should build a bigger church so people from other tribes can come. And yet they don't have money. And I say, I will support you. Our church will support you.
我们支持了他，然后他盖成了教堂。
Then after our donation, they were able to build a church building.
所以呢，求神帮助我们。
So may God help us.
不要把你的精力所有的都给自己你肉体的孩子，血气就是血缘的关系的孩子。
Don't save up all your possession for your own children, flesh children.
你还有属灵的孩子。
You also have spiritual children.
你对他们也需要尽父母的心。
You also have a responsibility to your spiritual children.
因为他们不认识神。
For they do not know God.
你要向他们传。
It is your responsibility.
因为他们贫穷,
to tell them about God.
你需要用, 金钱食物上支持他们。
Because they are poor, we need to support them through our financial resource.
他们在属灵上仍然幼稚, 你要走在他们前面, 教导。
Perhaps they are immature spiritually, then it is our duty to bring them to maturity. I will say this is a great stepping stone for our spiritual growth. And this can bring prosperity in the church. So the gospel can pass on generations to generations. Let us pray. Lord, we give you thanks. Even though we are lowly, And yet you're willing to use us.
因为你给我们能力全面给我们够用的恩典。
Because you have given us ability, you have given us grace.
我恳求你让今天听见你话语的人真正的遵行你自己给他们的话。
We pray that whoever listens to your words can truly obey your words.
让更多的人得着福音的好处。
So more can receive the benefit of gospel.
让我们在座的每一个人也自己经历你更大的恩典。
So more people can truly experience the greater grace from you.
我们不但自己在你面前蒙恩，我们也把别人能够带到你的面前，成为你所喜悦的人。
Not only we ourselves are blessed, we can bring others in your kingdom to become your pleasing children.
我们把荣耀归给你。
And Lord, we give all the glory to you.
我们这样祷告，奉靠耶稣基督的名求。
We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.